您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 How do you think of online bootica? This is an essay question in a final exam in Sichuan Normal University. 四川师范大学的一场期末考试的论述题目是如何看待约炮现象。那么这个比较特殊的考题引起了大众的广泛议论。 Is it an appropriate question to be asking in a final exam?
Well, first of all, I just want to address this term that's being used, booty call. I don't think that that's necessarily a very accurate translation. Because a booty call, I mean, this is all colloquially, of course. A booty call usually is when you know the person.Already, right? That's what we call it, a call. It's a booty call. Someone calls you or text messages you. They already have your phone number. You have some type of pre-existing relationship, and they call you, you know, for a hookup. And usually the way it works is, like, it's not, you know, saying, oh, you want to come over and, you know, sleep with me. It's more like, hey, you know, what are you doing? You're like, I know what's going on. And so I think that...
You seem to be stunningly familiar with the
I just watch a lot of movies.
Is it similar to Friends for Benefit?
It's similar, yeah. Okay. And so if you have a friend with benefits, you know, you're out late one night, she's out late one night, or he or whatever, and then you get a text message saying, what are you doing? Well, then you know that this is a booty call, right?
Oh, okay.
And so again, you know, it's not going to be like, you know, I don't want people to think that Americans are like calling and texting each other saying, hey, let's sleep together.
Right? No.
It's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah.
And so really,
how do you translate 约炮then? Sorry to interrupt. But
I'm sorry, what?
How do you translate? What is a better way to translate 约炮? You know, strangers getting together for
sex. That's a one-night stand.
Okay.
It's a one-night stand, really. And so I think that's really what we're looking at here is the professor's asking about, you know, how do you feel about using applications you know, enable one-night stands, sleeping with strangers.
And so
I think that the question itself, I mean, everyone's getting all up in a fuss about this, but the question itself is just, to me, it's very frustrating and annoying because he's already predisposed to having there's a correct answer, right?
How do you know there's a correct answer?
Well, because there's no correct answer.
So look, well, that's what you think, but the question is, it is a social phenomenon now that people who don't want serious relationships but have needs, we all know what those needs are, use chatting apps to meet others and have intercourse. This is called a one-night stand application. As a college student, how do you think of this phenomenon? And then teacher goes on to explain, he says that he hopes the question will help students set up the right value about sex. So there is a right answer to this question, according to the professor.
I see.
So then what's the point of asking the question is what I want to know.
I see. But, you know, some other people may say that the mere fact that this question is being asked at least show that, you know, college teachers or college these courses are being more open to what's happening. Because, you know, some other teacher may just totally ignore an online dating or online one-night stand scene.
Well, I think it's really been very progressive move by the university itself. And I hold a lot of moral values, but I have to say that 约炮, or flirting around using those apps have become very common practices nowadays in China. A lot of people using the Weixin or Momo, which is a very important app, searching for friends around you. You can find someone who not only share the commonalities with you, but also, you know, who want to sleep with you.
See, it's not just me who knows a lot, okay?
Okay.
Momo went public in Nasdaq last year.
Yeah, so it's very popular. No, I've been not really following, but aware of Momo since they released the application, and I think that really, it's just tapping into a different way for people to connect to each other, especially younger people. But for me, it's really annoying that this professor, who is in charge of this sex, health, and education course, is moralizing about this, because it's sex, health, and education, which should be an objective topic. This is how do I not get pregnant? This is how do I not get STDs? This is how do I not get raped? And things like that. Not about what you should or shouldn't do in terms of your life choices, right? I mean, what are really, I mean, this type of course should be addressing, you know, how do I stay safe and healthy? right? Mm-hmm. Not necessarily about, you know, some older dude telling me as a younger person, you know, how I should be living my life. And so I think that's one of the things that's most annoying here. But also, I mean, do we have any figures about how often, you know, younger people, college students are engaging in one-night stands? I mean, I think my sense is that it's really like with Momo and stuff like that, it's just a way for people to kind of meet each other, and the taboo against sex is still actually quite strong.
Actually, I have some data to share with you. In Chongqing, a survey targeted college students showed that 70% of 400 respondents admitted that they have friends who use Momo
as a booty call app.
Okay, yeah. Never mind. Oh, see, but this one, Peking University students showed that, according to survey,
10%. Only 10%.
Okay.
Right.
10% of the respondents.
So that's the thing. I mean, like, there's no clear evidence to suggest that young people in university are using this primarily for a one-night stand. I think that we are seeing people more people are you know, engaging in one-night stands. But I think, you know, really to understand what's happening, we need longitudinal, long-term studies. So how often is there a one-night stand? How often does this develop into a real relationship and move on into marriage? How are people actually using the app? Because, we have a coworker whose boyfriend actually uses Momo, which is kind of strange when I first heard that. But it turns out that he uses it because he knows people on there, and that's how he knows them, mm-hmm. boys and girls. And so if for him, at least, he uses it as just another social network.
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
really, I mean, we can say that, you know, a certain number of people here, a certain number of people there, they use it, or they use it for a certain purpose, but that's not a clear picture about, you know, the quote-unquote morality of our youth, right?
So let's now go to the important question that, you know, I have to ask at some point. That is, what is your view about these online one-night stand apps? If you think it's not good to moralize it, then what do you think is, you know, just what's your personal opinion on it?
Well, I think if two people both are doing these out of their free will and they're, you know, have the safety concerns, they can do it. I mean, it's not immoral. It's not immoral from my perspective.
Lo, you single?
I'm single.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What are you suggesting?
Nothing. I'm not suggesting anything. No, nothing at all.
Okay, so what does a married person think?
Well, I think that, I mean, I have nothing against people using this application. I think that I want to make very, very clear. I mean, if people want to engage in this type of behavior, that's their choice. As long as they're not hurting anyone, as long as there's that everyone is staying safe, there's no violence, people are using protection, you know, against unwanted pregnancies, against, you know, the spread of contagious diseases and things like that, that's fine, right? As long as you're being safe, I have no problem with it whatsoever. I do, on a different level, I think that I wouldn't necessarily recommend people to use it, I guess, is kind of what I'm trying to say. Because I think that it can be a great way to meet people, which is good, especially, you know, in an urbanized setting where the only people that you ever see are at work and half of them are already taken and you know, it's hard to get out and hard to meet new people. These types of applications can be very useful in terms of meeting people, sexual partners or just friends, short-term relationships or longer-term relationships. But, you know, if a young man was to come to me and ask me, you know, John, what do you think I should do? How should I meet a girl or a boy or whatever? I would say, well, you just have to kind of wait, honestly. I mean, I'm old-fashioned that way. I wouldn't recommend people go in for a short-term relationship. They can be useful when you're younger, but as you get older, I think that it just shows a lot of immaturity if you are an older person who just cannot, you know, commit.
Yeah,
that does hold water.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, John. On a micro level, I think people totally have their own choices to decide what they want for themselves. Plus, this is not illegal, so you can use it as much as you want. But sort of on a macro level or a social level, I'm a little bit concerned about what kind of impact this will have on people's views on long-term relationship and marriage and the importance of mutual attachment before sex, you know, whether it's important at all or whether you can just meet someone for 10 minutes for coffee and then sleep.
But
I wonder if this would change people's whole idea on
on everything, you know, emotion related topics.
But yeah, but also, I mean, you know, life is not static. So society and culture is not static. It's always moving in a certain direction. We may not agree with that direction, but it's always.
I mean, so you're saying we're outdated.
No. It's always going somewhere, right? And so the question that we're asking right now is, where is it going? And we're not sure where it's going, and we're worried that it might be going in negative directions. But the thing is, you know, there's the world, society, what have you. It's always had good things and it's always had bad things. As we evolve, as our society and culture changes, as we change as individuals, we become more positive in a certain sense. We learn new skills. We become a bit more mature. But there's also new problems that are created, right? And so this is what we're dealing with. I think that in general, we need to lift off this taboo of sexuality. You know, we need to be able to talk about it in the open, kind of like what we're doing right now. And not just about one-night stands, but about homosexuality, about the role of heterosexuality, you know, transgender, transsexual, all these different phenomena that are going on around us. But we're not really aware of it because we're not really talking about it. And this idea of the body as other, you know, that sex is somehow bad, that we can't talk about sex, that we can't say a penis is a penis, we can't say a vagina is a vagina.
That's true.
You know, I think that these are the types of things that we really need to be grappling with. And the side effect of that, as we become more open, is that people will become a bit more hedonistic. And people will use sex purely for gratification rather than as a way to become closer to someone.
Yeah, it just made me sadder than I was. But final question to Luo Yue, surely out of curiosity, would you ever consider the possibility of using such apps?
Oh, I have such apps. I've never used it, you know. It's in terms of functionality and user friendliness, Momo is not that good from my perspective. Mm-hmm. So I try to use it to find the people who share same interests with me, but it doesn't work. I never attended any of their events organized by those people. So, okay, it's still on my app, but on my mobile, but I never use it. Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
If I was single, I'd use it.
Okay.
But not necessarily for one night stands, okay. For meeting people,
yes.
for meeting a girl.
It's important to know.
Yes.